Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Health has contracted with Aligned Providers Wyoming to manage the emergency and hospital medicine programs at the hospital, and the reformation of the departments has caused some uncertainty and concern among some doctors and employees affected by the change. The News Record reports there are around 15 physicians that will have to sign a contract and become employees of Aligned Providers to continue their positions at CCH. Those physicians will be given formal contract offers this week. CCH will be the fifth hospital in Wyoming to partner with Aligned Providers. More than 300 quilts were on display in the Frontier Hall of the Camplex Wyoming Center this weekend for the 40th annual Northeast Wyoming Quilt Show. According to the News Record, quilt lovers wandered between the quilts draped among vendors throughout the space, and the free event featured newly created quilts and some that were decades old. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette Community College District announced yesterday the selection of Janie Rayback as the first athletic director for the district. Rayback was one of 32 applicants for the position and was selected after two rounds of interviews. She holds a Master's of Science in Exercise Science and Health Promotion, Sports Psychology emphasis from California University of Pennsylvania, and a Bachelor of Science in Physical Education and Health Exercise Science from Rocky Mountain College. Multiple hunters were ticketed for trespassing on private land and poaching this past weekend. Saturday, a landowner reported two men trespassing on his property and shooting a deer. The two men said they were unaware they were on private property. And Sunday, four men were ticketed for trespassing on property clearly marked and shot two antelope. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.